In a country of more than a billion people, it's not easy to do anything first or best. But in a country that was once isolated, what happens in the outside world is now finding its way into China's culture, which creates opportunities for many Chinese. NPR's Anthony Kuhn has the story of a young man from northern China. He's a man who made it to the top of his profession, one that would have been banned a generation ago.
At his self-titled Chinese celebrity Guo Wei Belly Dancing Club, Guo Wei is instructing his students in the use of a veil. It's an indispensable tool in a belly dancer's kit, he tells them. In under 30 years, Guo Wei has gone from an average childhood in the northern industrial city of Handan to becoming a leading center of China's navel gazing. Today, mostly co-eds and white-collar young women and the occasional young man pay more than $700 a year to twirl their exposed midriffs in Guo's Middle Eastern-themed studios. Guo Wei's parents divorced when he was young and he was left to fend for himself. His wanderings took him from a job as a gym coach in Beijing to Cairo, Egypt in 2004. He took up belly dancing there with a teacher who he was surprised to learn was named Mohammed.
I thought it was strange that he was a male teacher. I had wanted to study with a woman because I thought women made better belly dancers, but men are more careful teachers. Besides, women like male teachers better.
Hu Lingna agrees with that. The demure young woman from Shanghai started as Guo's student and is now a fellow belly dance teacher at his school.
I found him on the internet, and at first I thought it was very odd. But then I saw him dance. He was just so natural, more feminine than a woman, and very attractive. There was nothing more to consider, so I just came here.
Guo's lithe torso undulates across Chinese stages and television screens with increasing frequency. A generation ago, his performances would have been banned as spiritual pollution or bourgeois decadence. Guo claims some recent success in China in winning acceptance for belly dancing, or as it's rendered in Mandarin, du pi wu.
At first, some folks were simply attracted by the novelty of something they had never seen before. Others, as soon as they heard I was a male dancer, had no interest in watching. They just weren't able to accept it.
There's hardly a cultural endeavor where China is not making its mark these days. Guo Wei is now China's ambassador to the world of belly dancing, shaking it with Egyptians, Europeans, and Americans at international festivals. The enterprising Guo is always on the lookout for the next exotic cultural import. Further cementing his role as impresario of abdominal gyrations, he's just unveiled the Guo Wei School of Hula Skirt Dancing. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.